This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on growing trust of people on affordable and quality medicines under Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janaushadhi Pariyojana. The participants are Ravi Dadhich, Chief Executive Officer, Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices Bureau of India, and Lalima Anija Dang, Anchor.
In 2008, Department of Pharmaceuticals, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers launched a campaign called Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janaushadhi Pariyojana. For more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Ravi Dadhich, CEO, Pharmaceutical and Medical Device Bureau of India. Welcome to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you.
Mr. Dadhich, this idea of having a Janaushadhi Kendra under this scheme, does it entail just generic medicines or does it also cover an entire ambit of stuff which is required for surgery? Because we did hear when this government came to power that they had lowered the prices, they had put a cap on the prices of stents and some other surgical equipment. What all does it entail?
Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janaushadhi Pariyojana, or commonly known as Janaushadhi Pariyojana, it has a huge network of retail outlets called Janaushadhi Kendra, which are like any other chemist shop or medical shop in common parlance, as we understand. And these shops are situated in all the districts of the country, and they offer all kind of medicines. People should not confuse with the generic medicines, because most of the times the medicines which any patient uses is generic only. Only for very specific diseases there are patented medicines. But generally, the perception that generic medicines are something different, it is not so. In their efficacy or in their chemical composition, they are as good as any branded medicine. But these are 50 to 90% cheaper than the other branded medicines.
The fact that these generic medicines are so cheap, how does one ensure that the quality is maintained, and which is the organization which ensures that, you know, some kind of checks have to be maintained? There are NABL laboratories which must ensure that, kind of approve the quality of these medicines. How does one go about that?
So it is quite obvious that when a medicine is available at a reduced price or a subsidized price, there is a fear that whether its quality has been tested or not. Mm-hmm. And of late, we come across these kind of inhibitions about using these medicines. But I will assure all our listeners that these medicines, which are procured by the government body, which is called PMDI, Pharmaceutical and Medical Devices Bureau of India, it procures all the medicines from only WHO GMP certified manufacturers. These manufacturers are located in the entire country. They have well-defined quality standards. So once these medicines are manufactured by these good quality manufacturers, and when these are received at our warehouses, at the second level, we test randomly all the batches of these medicines through specially nominated NABL accredited laboratories. And only after getting a report which says that the medicines are absolutely fit and fine or meeting the quality parameters, we deliver these medicines to the retail outlets called Janaushadhi Kendras. So users need not bother about these medicines at all. These are at very affordable prices and absolutely good quality medicines.
Is this usually a private-public partnership, the manufacturing of these generic medicines, or only the public sector is involved? How does it happen?
No, so as I mentioned you that we procure these through a process. This organization is given this responsibility to procure all these medicines in a transparent manner. So through a tender process, we procure these medicines only from private manufacturers, which are located in the entire country. They participate in the bids, and based on their technical evaluation and financial evaluation, these purchase orders are issued to them for supplying these medicines at our 5 big warehouses, which are located in 4 different corners of the country, like Gurgaon in north, Surat in west, Bangalore and Chennai in south, and Guwahati in the east. So when these manufacturers receive our requirement, they manufacture these medicines and supply it to our 5 warehouses. From there, these medicines, after testing, are sent to our state-level distributors and to the Janaushadhi Kendra. So this is a complete logistic process involved in supplying these medicines.
Well, the Janaushadhi Kendra's popularity can be assessed by the fact that about 1 million people visit these Kendras every day. And the sales this time have actually created records at 1,000 crores in October 24. And also about 2,047 medicines are covered under these Aushadhi Kendras, and surgical devices related to cancer, diabetes, allergies, gastro, all these, this entire ambit is covered. You think that it is sufficient for a common man, whatever is being provided by these Jan Aushadhi Kendras?
We have achieved the sales target of 1,000 crore is a cumulative figure for this financial year starting from April to October. Last year, this 1,000 crore worth of sales were achieved in December. So this year, almost 2.5 months before that period, we have been able to sell that many medicines. So that shows that people have a lot of interest and a huge acceptance by this 1 million people who are visiting the Jan Aushadhi Kendras. Regarding the number of medicines and whether these are sufficient, I would respond to that as number of medicines around 2000 plus and 300 small devices or nutraceuticals, etc., which are numbering 300. These are available at different retail outlets and these are sufficient for meeting any requirement, be it of any therapeutic kind like antibiotics or cardiovascular or antihistamines, ortho ENT related medicines. So small devices like thermometer, glucometer, BP monitor, steam vaporizer, which are sold at retail medical shops are available, and some surgical items of different kinds of needles, sutures, syringes, these are also available. But bigger devices are not available since those cannot be sold at a retail counter. So basically the entire sales process is with a focus on what items are in demand at the retail.
The target is to have about 25,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras all over the country. How many Kendras are there and are they there in the remote areas of the country? Because India with its geography and with its diversity is very diverse. And are we ensuring that Jan Aushadhi Kendras are accessible to people living in very remote areas and accessible to diverse population? Do they have access to it?
Yes, certainly. So as of now, we have 14,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras covering almost all 785 districts of the country. Mm-hmm. Means all parts of the country are covered. Now, we have to ensure that we reach our target of 25,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras within the next 2 years. We are working that target in mind and growing at a scale which is 5 times than in comparison to the last few years. Till last year, we were opening around 1,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras per year. In last 1 year, we have opened around 4,500. And that's why we have reached from last November when Honorable Prime Minister had inaugurated 10,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendra at AIIMS Devghar. Since then, we have added around 4,500 till now. So the scale and speed with which the Jan Aushadhi Kendras are growing is almost 5 times than the previous times. And we hope that these will cover all the uncovered parts or the parts which have lesser density of Jan Aushadhi Kendras. Those districts we particularly focus where these are less in number and do the publicity. I'll also like to mention that Jan Aushadhi Kendras are opened by private entrepreneurs. So I will invite any entrepreneur, any youngster or any person having a educational qualification of B Pharma or D Pharma. They can open their own Jan Aushadhi Kendra, or any person can open, or he can engage any B Pharma or D Pharma graduate as required for opening any medical store. And there's a very simple process of opening these Jan Aushadhi Kendras. One can apply online.
So it's a great means of self-employment as well. One aspect which has been highlighted and often appreciated as far as Jan Aushadhi Kendras are concerned is the access of ordinary women to sanitary napkins, which were costing 2.5 rupees earlier, now cost 1 rupee. And not just that, they're biodegradable as well. Also tell us about the mobile app in case someone has to locate a Jan Aushadhi Kendra near his or her place. What is this app about?
So this app is called Jan Aushadhi Sugam app. Anybody can download it from his mobile phone to basically identify which is his nearest Jan Aushadhi Kendra or means other Jan Aushadhi Kendras which are in vicinity. On the Google map, on the means same app, you will find a Google map enabled access or directions to the Jan Aushadhi Kendra. You will get the details of that particular Jan Aushadhi Kendra with its telephone number and address. Not only that, one can also search for the medicines he requires and compare it with the branded medicine prices. So this IT-enabled app provides a facility for every user to locate his nearest Jan Aushadhi Kendra as well as compare the prices. Besides that, one can also search and find a Janaushadhi Kendra. We generally keep on doing publicity so that people are aware that Janaushadhi Kendras are located within 1 to 2 kilometers of their reach so that they can get their medicines and get the benefit of affordability of medicines.
So anyone who owns a smartphone can download the Jan Aushadhi Sugam application and know where Jan Aushadhi Kendra is close to their place of residence. Mr. Dadiji, another important question is that are the doctors, especially in government hospitals, also those who are practicing in the private practice, are they being encouraged to prescribe generic medicines? Because we all came to know that during COVID, one particular medicine was encouraged. The branded medicines have huge margins, sometimes as much as 2,000% where the costs are concerned. So how are we encouraging the doctors, both in the private and government hospitals, to encourage writing the salt or the generic medicines?
Yes. So now the citizens are equipped with mobile phones. When they get a prescription from a doctor for a specific brand, they look for the other options as well. So we also approach all the doctors and request them. We also issue appeal in the newspaper for the doctors while ensuring that the quality of these medicines are absolutely good. They can recommend it to their patients, particularly those who cannot afford high value medicines and on a regular basis if they need it for their chronic diseases. So doctors have given very good response. We are grateful to the doctors for recommending Janaushadhi as such. Uh-huh. Janaushadhi is brand neutral. We do not have brand names for different products. We only mention the chemical names of the medicines. So these medicines have the same efficacy and same chemical composition and impact on people's health. So on one hand, we have been doing this reach out to doctors to recommend these medicines. On the other, many state governments have also issued directions to their respective government hospitals through their health ministries or departments that only generic medicines name should be prescribed rather than any branded medicine. And then it is the choice of the patient to buy the medicines from Janaushadhi Kendra or elsewhere, depending upon his informed decision about its affordability.
So the fact that the medicines are so reasonably priced here at the Janaushadhi Kendras, it must be resulting in a lot of saving for the poor particularly.
Yes, certainly. So as we say that since 2014, in last 10 years, people of India have saved more than rupees 30,000 crore while they have purchased medicines from Janaushadhi Kendra. Every year, they are now saving around 7 to 8,000 crore worth of rupees in medicines. And that reduces their out-of-pocket expenditure on health sector, which is the objective of the government, that people should not spend too much money on their health sector so that they use that money in some better manner for the education of their children or for other requirements. So certainly it saves money on a regular basis.
Right, as they say generally that money saved is money earned. Also, Mr. Dadich, is there any plan of opening Janaushadhi Kendras at railway stations, because that would facilitate the ordinary passenger a lot?
Yes, so in a special step taken last year, we had opened 50 Janaushadhi Kendras in the circulation area of the railway stations. Uh-huh. So means passers-by can also buy while they are crossing near the railway station or passengers coming to railway station. We are going to add another 60 Janaushadhi Kendras in different railway stations, and these have got a very good response from citizens.
Indeed, the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janaushadhi Pariyojana, PMBJP as we call it, in short, has come a long way from the first Janaushadhi Kendra it opened at Shastri Bhavan in Delhi. Thank you very much, Mr. Dadich, for talking to us and sparing your precious time to give us your views and reviews on this interesting and very important topic.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on growing trust of people on affordable and quality medicines under Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana. The participants were Ravi Dadich, Chief Executive Officer, Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices Bureau of India, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.